Casino owner Steve Wynn's spending spree comes just in time to fill a void in the Las Vegas art scene. Last week, the Solomon R. Guggenheim Foundation announced it is shutting down its much-heralded Western outpost, the Guggenheim Las Vegas. But as Flo Rogers of Nevada Public Radio reports, this setback doesn't spell the end of efforts to marry high rollers and high art.
The Guggenheim Las Vegas is known locally as the Big Box. It's a cavernous 63,000-square-foot structure designed by architect Rem Koolhaas, built in the heart of the Venetian Hotel Casino. When the gallery opened 17 months ago, there was much fanfare and much skepticism. The idea was, perhaps, to bring art to the people. But apparently not enough people came to see the art. Now, after the closing of its first and only show, a retrospective called The Art of the Motorcycle, the vast gallery stands empty. Guggenheim director Thomas Krenz came to Las Vegas last week to acknowledge the obvious.
We didn't have whatever magic it took to bring the audience and the support that we needed for the big space. I mean, you can say that that was the economy, you can say that that was the September 11th and the fact that we were launching right at the same time. But the reality is that the cost of mounting exhibitions in that space is very expensive, and the audience there just doesn't justify it.
The venture was always described as a gamble. They gambled that the exhibit would draw 3,000 to 4,000 visitors a day, but they only got about 1,000. And so now the Venetian, which fronted the $30 million construction cost, will reclaim the space for large theatrical productions. The house always wins. But a smaller companion gallery, known as the Jewel Box, will remain open. It's a collaboration between the Guggenheim and the State Hermitage Museum of St. Petersburg, Russia.
Our exhibition and programming costs are contained. To use a Las Vegas colloquialism, we are certainly dealing off the top of the deck. These are masterpieces any way that you want to look at it.
Two traditional art shows drawn from Guggenheim and Hermitage Holdings have generated sufficient revenue to thus far return $1 million to Russia for restoration efforts at the Hermitage. Critic Gregory Crosby writes for the Las Vegas Mercury. He's followed art here for a decade and says this smaller gallery is a better fit for the giant casino.
While the failure of the larger space that held the motorcycle show is indeed a slap in the face to the Guggenheim Hermitage space is a huge success for Las Vegas. It's just the right size in terms of the evolution of art on the Las Vegas Strip.
That evolution began in 1998 when casino mogul Steve Wynn built the Bellagio and put his own art collection in a small gallery that was just one of the resort's many attractions. He believes there's never been a better time for art in Las Vegas.
We've never had more masterpiece pictures in this city in its history than there are today. You can see paintings that compare to anything in the world. And that's something that wasn't true 10 years ago, and I'm very, very happy that it is true today. Motorcycles are another story.
Still, in a city built on one-upmanship and spectacle, failures are quickly forgotten. The Guggenheim Hermitage Gallery just opened a new show on Thursday featuring pop art by the likes of Robert Rauschenberg and Jasper Johns. South on the strip at Bellagio, Fabergé jewellery and Warhol celebrity portraits have drawn 1,000 visitors a day for the last 9 months. And there's Wynn's purchase this past week of a Renoir and a Cézanne self-portrait not seen in public for 65 years. Until now, both are already on view on the Las Vegas Strip. For NPR News, I'm Flo Rogers in Las Vegas.